This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And joining us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline, none other than Dabo Swinney, the head football coach at Clemson. Coach, how you doing today?
Man, I'm good. Just finished up our third big scrimmage and really pleased with what we've been able to get done to this point. So, had a good day.
It would be selfish on our part, but it'd be great for us if you could tell us who your quarterback's going to be this season.
Well, we got Kelly Bryant, we got Trevor Lawrence, and we got Chase Bryce. And I think at some point this season, you'll see all three of those guys, and I think they'll all play well when they get their opportunity to play.
Coach, what did you learn from the first scrimmage, the one you had just a few days ago, and then as you just spoke recently here, what have you learned about your team?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we got a lot of guys. This is the most veteran team I've had, and, you know, we got a lot of guys that came back. And it's been fun to see them because they really have had an incredible focus, just a daily focus as far as how they've approached practice every day. Those guys have grinded as like a freshman out there, and I love seeing that. I think our leadership has been really good. But probably, you know, again, I know a lot already about this team just because we have so many guys back at every position that has good experience. We're not really starting over anywhere. But the biggest thing that I learned is this class that we signed, man, we really hit on those guys. I mean, just a lot of young talent coming in here that has demonstrated that they can play.
Coach, on the recruiting trails, we're talking with a national champion, only four of those guys right now that are active. It's Dabo Swinney from Clemson with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Have you actually been in the same driveway as like Kirby or somebody else on the recruiting trail recently?
I bump into a lot of guys on the road. You know, we go out on the road most of the time. It's December and January. Those 2 months, we're pretty much on the road all the time. That's the contact period. And so, yeah, you'll bump into some guys. I actually was in recruiting a kid last year, and I came out of the house, and the entire LSU staff was standing there in the circle. That was kind of crazy. So we had a little coaches convention in the cul-de-sac for a minute there, and then, all right, boys, y'all head on in. And guess what? Neither one of us got it. So, at least we had some good fellowship.
That's a great story. Dabo Swinney joining us here on Dukes and Bell, and obviously, coaches in Atlanta. This is a hotbed for recruiting, and in Georgia. So, guys, you guys know Gainesville's own Deshaun Watson came, out of there and went to Clemson and had a great career. And coach, I want to ask you about Deshaun here in a little bit, but I also want to get your opinion on something that's going on in college football, and just get your opinion of the state of what's going on. We've got a situation at Ohio State. Don't know what the outcome's going to be with Urban Meyer. Also, Maryland losing a young man and a situation where they say, you know, the culture was difficult and old school. Well, what do you make of these stories as they affect college football?
Be honest with you, if you go back 20 years, there was probably something then that was disappointing 20 years ago. And if you go forward 20 years from now, there's probably going to be something disappointing then. I think anytime you have people involved, there's always going to be poor decisions, mistakes, disappointment, whatever it may be. And so I think, you know, it's easy to paint with a broad brush in today's society because we live in a hyper technological world where, I mean, everything is instantaneous from an information standpoint. And that's, I think that's a positive. I don't think that's a negative. But the bad, I guess the one bad part of it is Social media is great because it really exposes bad stuff, but it's bad too in that it paints with a broad brush, and I think people are so quick to all of a sudden assume that you know, it's bad everywhere, and that's not the case. You know, there's so much good in college football. There's so much good, but that doesn't mean that there's not bad. That doesn't mean there's not disappointment. People that, you know, do the wrong things. I don't really care what profession. In your profession, there's good and there's bad.
Right.
You know, if you line up a bunch of churches, there's good and there's bad. And Lord knows, we know if you deal with politics, there's good and there's bad. And in the business world, there's good and there's bad. But this is a very public profession, and so. You know, I think that, again, we live in a world today where the bad gets exposed pretty quickly. But there's so much good out there. And so I just, if you hate to see situations and some of the things that are going on out there. But that's the world we live in. That's life. And, I mean, there's always going to be disappointments and mistakes again, but I just think there's a lot of good going on in college football. There's a lot of young people that are getting an incredible opportunity to change their life, to empower themselves for the rest of their life, to have an unbelievable experience. There's a lot of great coaches out there that love the players, you know, and that's what I try to focus on. I think you learn from every situation, good and bad, but I just try to stay focused on what we're trying to do here at Clemson. And hopefully, you know, through, you know, year in and year out, the experiences that our players leave here with, hopefully we can make the world a little bit better place, hopefully by how we do things. And there's nobody perfect, but hopefully we can impact these guys' lives and you know, have a great culture. And they take that with them and take that into their communities and into their next jobs or locker rooms and marriages, et cetera, and hopefully bring about some positive change and can look back on their time here and be very fond of it.
It's Dabo Swinney, guys. You recognize the voice, national champion, head coach of Clemson. The Final Four, it's like a birth right now for the Tigers up in Death Valley. And, you know, Coach, hearing you speak, and we talked to, like, Vic Beasley and Grady Jarrett, guys talk about you the way guys, Florida State players, talked about Coach Bowden. And that's got to make you feel proud.
Well, that's I appreciate that. You know, Coach Bowden, I always had an incredible amount of respect for him, and I think he loved his players. And I don't try to emulate anybody. I just try to be who I am. But I do love my players. I always have. And I'm tough on them. But I love them. And I've always prided myself on having great relationships long after our guys are gone from here. And, you know, those are a couple guys that stay in touch with and really proud of the men that they've become. And, you know, just loved my time. And that's one of the things that I really try to focus on too is, you know, especially now I'm going on my 10th year as the head coach, and it's my 16th year at Clemson. So I've been here a while, and I have so many relationships with so many guys that I've been able to coach and meet through my incredible going on 16-year journey here at Clemson. And to me, that's the best part of what I get to do is just be able to just have these lifelong friendships and relationships and to see transformation in their lives, to really see them, you know, figure it out and, you know, through their success, through their struggles. And, you know, it just makes me smile to see the transformation, you know, to see a guy like Vic Beasley, man, oh, man, if y'all only knew where he was as a freshman and a redshirt freshman and a redshirt sophomore, and to see him now, it's so awesome. And to see, you know, some of my guys that didn't even play pro football, but they're out, they're doing wonderful things in the community and their marriages and as businessmen or whatever it is they're doing. A lot of them are coaches, et cetera. It's just fun to see them, you know, down the road and for them to come hug your neck. That's really, to me, I think, the measure of a coach. It's not the scoreboard or any of that stuff. It's really when you meet the 30-year-old version of that player. Does he turn and go the other way, or does he come and high-five you and hug your neck and thank you for the opportunity? You know, when they're a little more mature, they understand things, a bigger picture of life. To me, that's why I coach. And, you know, I'm a long way from perfect, try to get better every year. But you know, hopefully we've done a good job of that over the last 15 years here.
Dabo, I want to ask you just briefly, if you could, sum up. Because here's the deal. You just said it. You've been there a long time. It's Dabo Swinney, guys, on Dukes and Bell. We'll talk about the schedule and ask him about the scheduling. We just found out that Clemson adds LSU here in a minute. How did you do it? When you got there, Clemson was not this. How'd you do it?
Well, that's so funny. That's a short question, but a very deep and intense answer. I mean, the biggest thing is, first of all, just being who I am. I think that's the number one thing. I've always, you know, I made a decision early on that I had a vision for what I wanted to do and how to do it and what I wanted the program to look like, what the why of our program was going to be, you know, why we were going to practice a certain way, why we were going to have the academic standards the way we were going to have them, why we were going to have discipline the way we were going to have it. You know, I made a decision on that a long time ago, the type of people we were going to recruit, the criteria we were going to use, and we haven't varied from that. Mm. And so I think, number one, it starts with that. You have to have a vision for what you want to do, and you got to be able to articulate that, and you got to be able to create the buy-in, you know, and I think that's number one. And then number two, you've got to get good people. So for me, it's recruiting the right people. My very first class, I only signed 12 guys. I signed 12 guys, that's it. And wow. So, you know, we've been very disciplined on how we've recruited, especially over the last 3 or 4 years as we've really established our culture, you know, as the head coach. And then, you know, also when you take over a job, you got to understand none of those people came there for you to be their head coach. So you've got to be able to create that buy-in with them, and you've got to make the best of what you have. And I think, you know, sometimes a lot of people lose sight of that. And I've always taken an inside-out approach. I think too many people focus on the outside in, and they get distracted by a result or the outcome or what the outside noise is, and so they start making decisions based on the short term as opposed to the long term. And I've always been focused on trying to just build a great program, not a good team, and have been relentless about that. But I hire people first, coaches second, I recruit people first, players second. You know, and that's just been an approach that I've stuck with. And again, I've just tried to be myself. I've tried to be relentless about getting better, learning, and growing, and man, just being have this insatiable desire to improve.
You've done it.
And I start over every year. That's the other thing. We start over every single year as if nobody knows anything. Like, we all were just, boom, dropped into Clemson from Mars, and nobody knows anything. I start over every year because it's so important that everybody understands, you know, how we got here and what we do, how we do it, and but more importantly, why we do it this way. And so everybody's on the same page, and so we've been able to have good continuity on our staff. And when we've had change on our staff, I've had a fair amount of change. Guys have gone on to be head coaches or whatever, or coordinators. You know, we've been able to, you know, hire good people to fill those voids.
All right, just about a minute left with Coach Dabo Swinney from Clemson. Always a great time catching up with Coach. 101-30 for his career.
I know.
Coach, we talked about the quarterback battle. You want to see maybe it's a little bit of everybody out there. You got a great secondary. What's the one concern? Do you have a concern for this squad going into 18?
I wouldn't say I have a concern other than, you know, just maintaining the relentless daily focus that it takes to be great and to just really – put the blinders on, man, and just run our race. You know, don't get distracted by anything, nothing. Just be relentless about our preparation every day, week in and week out, and truly, you know, we know we're good enough. You know, these guys know that. These senior guys have won 40 games in 3 years. They've been in 3 playoffs, 3 straight conference championships. They get it. They know that they're talented. But they also know what it takes. And so just having that relentless, focused intensity that it takes to be great and to become the best version of you, that's all we're after. And so, you know, don't make anything about anybody else. it's just make it all about Clemson, and let's focus on the standard that we've set. Don't lose to Clemson. You know, let's take care of the things that we control. And if we do that, and we do it with great effort and passion each week, you know, eye of the tiger, we can live with whatever result we get.
Coach, I have to ask, you talk to Deshaun?
Oh, yeah.
How often?
Yeah.
How often?
We text quite a bit, and text him not too long ago, just as he was getting going into camp, and he's fired up and excited, and so just try to stay in touch with all those guys. And I talked to him the day that he tore his knee, and then have kept up with him, you know, all throughout the years he's gone through his rehab. And I did not get a chance to see him this summer. He wasn't able to get down, but he's been grinding, you know, to get back and be 100% healthy. And he feels great. He's excited about where he is, and I can't wait to see him back out on the field, you know, doing what he loves to do.
Dabo, you're one of our favorites, man. I really do appreciate the way you handle your business. You put it out there, and you take young men and you turn them into productive citizens in society. We appreciate you jumping on with us here on Dukes and Bell.
Yes, sir. Good to be with you. Have a great day.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.